Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of this.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Just a couple hours away from the start of 2021, and welcome to the syndicated Ron Kelly Talk Radio program. And on the web, it's on blogtalkradio.com and in limited syndication on various radio stations across the United States. So welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. First, I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior. First and foremost, before I go any further, I want to thank my all praises due. Thank you to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, keeping myself and all of you well this past 2020. But a tumultuous and crazy year this has been. It's just been un-effing believable. So if you're still here, you know, we're on just a couple of hours from now, 5 hours from now, we will embark on a brand new year. It will be 2021. Oh, boy, so much to talk about. So the Republicans in the United States Congress and in the Senate have made a decision to object to the democratically conducted election in which Joe Biden and Kamala Harris won handily. And the shout out to Dave Ullman. Hope you're well, my brother. Thank you for joining me. So the Republicans in the United States Congress and in the United States Senate have made a decision to object to a democratically conducted election as the Trump shadow has petrified everybody because of Trump's enormous popularity with the 74 million or so people who voted for him, who would give their firstborn, the 74 million voters who would give their firstborn to keep Trump in office another 4 years. I'll get into that a little bit later on in the program. And also, the Justice Department declines to bring charges against the two police officers who killed the young man, 12 years old, Tamir Rice, who was playing in a park with a BB gun. The Justice Department and the Civil Rights Division of the United States Attorney General have decided not to press charges. So we'll get into that as well. And some new developments in the Breonna Taylor case. Two of the officers, including the one who fired the fatal shots, have been told that they will be fired. So it's a little bit more about that a little bit later on. So I got to tell you, first of all, like, I don't know about you guys, but I am definitely suffering from COVID fatigue. Because every day you hear on the news, every day it's more and more death, more, people in hospitals, and, you know, the tension is palpable. You can cut it with a knife. So, And that's all you hear. I mean, I personally have to watch the news because I got to stay on top of everything. So when I do my radio program, I need to be able to be on top of stuff and be able to give what they say and then what I say. It's not just about what I say. Well, actually, it is. But anyway, so I'm definitely suffering from COVID fatigue. Every day on all the news channels, except for Fox News, all you hear is more and more death, more and more hospitalizations. The Operation Warp Speed has turned out to be Operation they ride it on the shoulder, actually, because only 2.9 million people have been vaccinated, and the target was 20 million people by the end of the year. Well, the end of the year is about less than five hours away. So, you know, that regretfully is not going to happen. So, you know, just so much. I mean, it's all you hear is a COVID, 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 COVID. And I tell you, I'm like worn out from the COVID situation. I mean, I understand it's serious and people are dying and people are being hospitalized. And you hear story after story of people who there was a nurse earlier on one of the channels who was treating a father who consequently or subsequently died from the coronavirus. So, you know, man, I'll tell you, it's just one thing after another, and I'm completely worn out with the COVID stuff. 345,000 folks have passed away so far. Hundreds of thousands of people are in hospitals. And lo and behold, once we get a vaccine that's supposed to protect folks from the coronavirus, now there's a variant. They're saying there's a variant another strain of the coronavirus that's even more that even gets around even more than the first variant or the first COVID-19. So this one is supposed to be even more contagious than COVID-19. It's supposed to spread even faster than COVID-19. So now the question is, will this new variant or this new strain of the coronavirus, will they have to reconfigure the vaccine that they've already come up with? It's already being distributed around the world. Now they have to figure out whether the vaccine or the variant will be resistant to this vaccine. So it's just one thing after another. Oh my goodness, everywhere you look is something going on. I understand that the United States government is concerned that Iran may attack our troops overseas, because this is a 1 year anniversary of the death of that Iranian official who has shout out to Ronald McCready. Thank you, my brother. Yeah, so the first anniversary of the death of the Iranian general that Donald Trump and the armed forces of the United States of America decided that he should be killed. So the anniversary of his death is coming up, and the alarm bells are sounding that the Iranians may be planning an attack on our troops that are stationed overseas in Afghanistan and some other places in the Middle East. So that's another concern that we have to watch out for. All right, so it's going to be 2021 in just a couple of hours. And, you know, we all want to turn the page on 2020. Yes, indeed, we do want to turn the page, but there's still a long way to go in regards to the coronavirus. And as I said earlier, Operation Warp Speed has got a flat tire on the side of the highway, because only 2.9 million folks have been 2.9 million people have been vaccinated so far, and the target amount was 20 million. That was the target that they had wanted to have vaccinated before the end of the year. So there's all kinds of logistical problems, and I read one place where they had to get rid of the vaccine because somebody took the vaccine out and left it out, that vaccine from one of the companies that had to be kept in sub-zero temperatures. Somebody took the vaccine out and left it out, and then they had to throw it away because there's also there's all kinds of logistical problems. It's not going even close to as quick as it needs to be. By some estimates, it's going to take 10 years. By some estimates, it's going to take 10 whole years for us to reach that that threshold of herd immunity, where 75 to 80% of the population has to be vaccinated before we'll see any reductions in the infections. And at this rate, according to some estimates, it's going to take 10 years. So it won't be until 2030 that that the herd immunity will begin to happen. And can you imagine in 10 years how many people are going to die in 10 years? It's going to be crazy. But anyway, you know, we try to keep a stiff upper lip here on the Ron Kelly Show. I don't want to bring everybody down. We there is hope, you know. According to some of the experts, the as of right now, as far as they know, the vaccine will still protect people even from this variant, this new variant that was discovered in the UK and in Africa somewhere. All right, everybody, so welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. It's we're counting down to 2020. About 4 hours and 47 minutes or so, we'll be embarking on a brand new year, 2021. I know we want to turn the page on 2020 because of the, you know, because all the stuff that's been going on with the election, and, you know, it's just, you know, it's hard to, and I can see why people don't even watch the news anymore, because it's hard to keep a rosy outlook on things when everything is really turned sideways with the Congress and denying the Biden win, which they can't do, but, you know, it's largely symbolic, and the fear that everybody has of Trump and the 74 million people who voted for Trump. So Trump's, even though Trump is going to leave the White House this year, well, in a couple of hours this year, his shadow will still be looming over the people who are because some of the senators will be going for re-election 2 years from now. So everybody is petrified, scared to death of Donald Trump. And so this is why the Biden-Harris win has to be certified by the United States Congress and Senate. There are some Congress people and some senators who have said that they will object to the certification of the Biden-Harris win, which has to be presided over by Vice President Mike Pence in a largely ceremonial role. I mean, there's nothing he can do to stop it. There's nothing anybody can do to stop it. So this is just kiss up to Trump. This is just kiss up to Trump-ness that's going to be going on. Shout out to Lawrence Mitchell, who's watching the program. Yeah, so new developments. Just the other day, the United States Justice Department said it will not bring charges against two white police officers involved in 2014 fatal shooting of 12-year-old Tamir Rice, who was holding a toy gun. The Justice Department says it's closing its investigation because what they're saying is it's not possible to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that either officer had willfully broken the law as opposed to making a mistake or exercising poor judgment. Now, they're quoted as saying, although Tamir Rice's death is tragic, both the Civil Rights Division and the U.S. Attorney's Office have concluded that this matter is not a prosecutable violation of the federal statute. The two officers, Timothy Lohman, which was the one who actually fired the fatal shot, and Frank Garnback, had been responding to an emergency call of a male brandishing a gun near a recreation center. However, the dispatchers failed to pass on the caller's information that the person was a juvenile and that the gun might be a toy. So the dispatcher did not convey that to the officers. Oh, boy. Now, they're saying that now everybody saw the video. And it looked to me like they just rode up and shot him. But the Justice Department says that the video was too grainy to show the detailed circumstances of the shooting. They claim, the officers claim they told Rice, Tamir Rice, to drop the weapon, but instead of dropping it, he pointed it at them. I mean, really. So what they're saying is there's not enough evidence in the video to bring charges against the officers because you couldn't see, because Tamir Rice and the two officers were behind the patrol car that rolled up on the situation, and that they weren't able to see what Tamir Rice was doing just before he was killed by this officer, Timothy Lohman. So wow. So there's another one bites the dust. In other words, the investigation is closed, and there will be no more said by the Justice Department about the killing of Tamir Rice that took place about 6 years ago. All right. Oh, it's almost time to take a break. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back with developments of Breonna Taylor. We'll come back with the House and the Senate with Trump and a whole lot more. So we'll be back with a few minutes with just that. So hold on. Don't go anywhere. I know you're getting ready for New Year's Eve. So am I. I'll be breaking out of here as soon as my show is over to go ring in the new year. So we'll come right back with more of this program in just a second. So everybody stay tuned for more. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And the Ron Kelly Show is a subsidiary of R. Kelly Media, LLC. And it cannot be used without my permission. We'll take a break. We'll come right back with more. This is the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's the Ron Kelly Show.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media, LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products, USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Thank you for hanging in there, and thank you all for joining me on a New Year's Eve 2021. Well, 2021 hasn't happened upon us yet, but we are waiting another 4 hours or so for the brand new year and hopefully a brand new attitude, because like I said earlier in the show, like, I'm just, the COVID situation is just so depressing, and it's a wonder why, you know, it's no wonder why a lot of these teledoctors, therapists and psychologists have been very, very busy, you know, because people are just so done with the COVID situation, and it just doesn't seem, even with the vaccine, it still just seems like a just an impossible situation. So, you know, we'll keep praying, and we'll just kind of hope that everything works out. Trump has not even paid attention to the coronavirus situation. No No, nothing. Not a word. Haven't heard anything from him in weeks regarding the coronavirus outbreak and the 350 almost 1,000 people. Can you imagine that 350,000 people have passed away from illnesses related to the coronavirus? It's unbelievable. And it's breathtaking to even think about that in one sentence, that 300,000 folks have died. 18 million Americans, 18 million are the latest numbers. 18 million, 19 million or so Americans have been infected with the coronavirus. And I'll tell you, there's probably a lot more than that. You know, it's probably a lot more than that because lots of people haven't even gotten tested yet. You know, because the sentiment is, I'm not sick, so pardon me. The sentiment is I'm not sick, and no, I'm not sick either. But the sentiment is that I'm not sick, and so, you know, there's lots of folks who are just going on with their lives because they're not sick, and they feel like, hey, you know, if I come down with it, then I'll go seek some treatment or some help. But I would say it's probably closer to 25 million or so Americans, maybe even more, that have been infected with the coronavirus. So you see a lot going on, lots and lots going on. So yeah. So as I said a little bit earlier, before I took my first break, this 23 minutes past the hour, and I know y'all are getting ready for the fourth, getting ready for the new year coming in. You want to turn the page on 2020. The 2020, besides, you know, there was just a couple of major things that took place. The thing with the election and the coronavirus, which caused the heartache and sorrow, the job loss, the business closings, the shutdowns, and you know, and it's just very, very difficult for people to absorb, you know, all of this punishment that has been exhibited on us by the coronavirus and some of the other things that have gone on. But the police killings haven't stopped. Even after George Floyd, there's still one after another black people going down. Andre Hill, just last week, Andre Hill, I believe it was killed by a police officer. And you know, and I appreciate the emails that I get from people. You know, some good, some not so good. You know. But there's no such thing as bad publicity when it comes to radio, because you want people to hear what you have to say. So if they have an opinion, whether it's good or bad, they had to get it because they heard you. So I'm fine with that. But I appreciate the emails that people are sending me from all across the country. So please keep them coming in, whether they're good or bad. I want to hear what you guys, you know, have to say. So, yes. So we'll see what happens with that. But anyway, yeah, so next week is a very busy week. You have the election in Georgia coming up. Democrats, Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, who are battling against the two GOP senators who are sitting senators, and one of which had to quarantine because he was in touch with somebody who had the coronavirus. So it's just one thing, you know, after another. So yeah, so we try to keep our heads up. We try to keep, you know, stay positive. I do definitely try to stay positive, even though I'm suffering from COVID fatigue, because it's just one thing after another. You know, we get the vaccine. Okay, good. The vaccine has been tested. It's gone through the three trials. The CDC has approved it. The FDA has approved it. Then we start sending it to people, start giving it to people, and boom, here comes a variant, what they call a variant, or a stronger strain, or a more contagious strain of the coronavirus. And now you're like, man, what's next? You know, what's next? But again, they haven't determined whether this new strain of the coronavirus will be resistant to the vaccine, or that people will get infected anyway by the new strain, even though they've been vaccinated. So Joe Biden and his wife, you know, the next first lady, Jill Biden, has gotten theirs. Kamala Harris was inoculated earlier this week. And there's some very high-profile people who are trying to set an example. It's not really working, but there are people who are trying to set an example by getting inoculated with the corona vaccine. And, you know, there's a lot of people who just don't trust it. Some people are fearful that some things may happen. Nobody has died as of yet. You know, out of the 3 million people who have been given the coronavirus vaccine, nobody has died. That's a good thing. Nobody has died. I mean, there have been some allergic reactions to the vaccine. But see, there might be some things in the vaccine that you might be allergic to, but you just haven't happened upon it yet, because you don't know if you have a allergic reaction or anything until you actually take it. You know, you don't find out you got an allergy to peanuts until you eat peanuts and react. You know, there has to be a reaction before you can know that you are allergic to anything. So some of these people who are taking the vaccine may be allergic to some of the ingredients in it, but didn't know they were allergic, because how often do they, you know, have a vaccine introduced into their body? And we don't really know what the ingredients are of the vaccine. So, again, you won't find out if you have a reaction to the vaccine until you actually take it, you know. So a couple people, you know, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden have taken the vaccine, and they're still around. So, you know, but people are, you know, there are folks who are just afraid of it. And there are people who, you know, you have the anti-vaxxers, people who just don't believe in vaccines, period. Because you remember, man, you know, earlier this year, maybe one of the Ron Kelly shows that you can access on blogtalkradio.com/The Ron Kelly Show. You know, we talked about measles. There was a measles outbreak, and there were some folks in New City and some of those areas and upstate New York who didn't want to take the vaccine, the measles vaccine. There are people who just don't want to take vaccines, period. So it's not necessarily about the coronavirus vaccine. There are some people who just don't believe in vaccines at all. You know, and a lot of it is conjecture. A lot of it, you know, a lot of people, you know, people in the United States of America are so herdish, you know. And you can really tell when you go on Facebook, for example. People are so, Facebook has killed originality. Let me just say that. Facebook has killed originality. And I talked a little bit about this when I watched the social experiment on Netflix. I suggest if you are someone who uses social media, you should definitely watch the social experiment, because everybody, Facebook has killed originality. Everybody does the same thing. Everybody puts their food on Facebook. Everybody puts, you know, brags about their kids on Facebook. Everybody uses the avatar before they used to use the other thing. You know, so everybody, Facebook has killed originality. And one thing I've observed about Facebook and some of the social media websites is that everybody is basically the same. You know, everybody is the same. People are just not, you know, everybody is doing the same thing that everybody else is doing, you know. And there's very little originality on social media, not just Facebook, you know, which I broadcast my show on, because, you know, that's one of my outlets. But other than that, I don't use Facebook that much. You know, I don't want nobody to know where I am. What if somebody's looking for you? They want to kill you. And you're like, oh, I'm at this restaurant. Okay, great. We can just go over there and kill the person. So, you know, Facebook has definitely killed originality. And from being on Facebook and observing, you know, one of my conclusions is just everybody is basically the same. Everybody's basically the same. People are just, for the most part, not everybody, but for the most part, are the same. All right, halfway through the show, everybody. It's just a few hours away from 2021. I know a lot of you are looking forward to dumping 2020. It was wasn't the best year. You know, the election and the police shootings, the elections, the riots, the looting, and all the stuff that's going on. Trump is just out of his effing mind. And, you know, and speaking of Trump, Trump is not even paying attention to the coronavirus. Hasn't had any, since he hasn't had any press conferences. His press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, she had the coronavirus. So who God only knows where she is. So Trump is just not paying attention to anything. And the country is really spiraling out of control. There's so much going on, you know, and especially with this, with the Congress and the Senate who have decided that they're going to protest, they're going to object to the confirmation of the Biden-Harris win over Donald Trump. It was 7 million votes. And there's still people running around. Yeah, you know, I like to argue with them. I pick fights with them on Facebook all the time. The people who are still convinced that the election was fraudulent. They're just convinced. They are just convinced that the election was fraudulent without any evidence. You know, we had the, just a couple of weeks ago, we had the Supreme Court smack down an attempt by the Texas Attorney General, to invalidate the election. Now, these are elected officials. This is what my problem with this whole thing. These are elected officials. These are people who were elected. They weren't hired, per se. They were hired by the constituents. These are people who were elected to their positions. Now you want to turn around and deny tens of millions of people their basic God-given right in this democracy to invalidate everybody's votes because you think that there might have been some fraud because it's impossible that Biden beat Trump. It's not impossible. Look at Trump's track record so far. You know, the people just had Trump. People just had Trump fatigue. People are just tired of Trump and his nonsense. So here we have now the last. Every Trump has pulled he never pulled the rabbit out of the hat, but Trump has done everything he could to overturn the election. Now this is America. This is America. This is the United States of America, where democracy is the cornerstone of our society. Every 4 years, for hundreds of years, the loser concedes the race. The person who was in the White House already invites the new president or the president elect and the first lady or the next first lady into the White House. That hasn't been done. This is the first time in history that we've had this kind of issue, this kind of problem. See, how are we gonna? You know, we talk about the communists. We talk about China and Russia and some of the other places where there is no constitution, where the government just does whatever it wants. And we talk about these people, we point our fingers at them, but look what's happening in the United States of America right now. We have a president-elect and a vice president-elect who won the election fair and square. They won the election fair and square. There's no doubt about what happened. You know, there was recounts and there was investigations and there was lawsuits, and Trump and psychopath Rudy Giuliani had more than 60 lawsuits all thrown out except for one. And in that one lawsuit, the judge decided that the Trumpsters were complaining that they weren't close enough to see what the vote counters were doing. So in that one case that they did win, they were allowed to be 6 feet closer to the area where the votes were being tabulated. That's it. And there's been absolutely no evidence whatsoever that there was any malfeasance, like they say, in this election. No. Evidence whatsoever, but you still have people running around who are swearing on a stack of Bibles that there was an issue with the that there was fraud, because it was impossible for Joe Biden to win the election on his own. It was impossible. And so people, there's still a lot of people, I fight with them all the time on Facebook. I like to poke at them, you know, to see how they're going to react. And these people are convinced, they are convinced that Trump really won and that Biden actually lost, but he cheated his way into the White House. Now, this would have had to be the biggest scam in the history of the universe for Biden and Harris to have rigged the election for them to win and to defeat Trump. It would have to be the biggest. I mean, it's not even calculable. There's no way that it even could have ever been done, because there would have to be hundreds of thousands of people, and there'd have to be some emails, some text messages, some phone call, something. There'd have to be some kind of, it would be a massive undertaking, and the people would have to be in touch with each other. So there would have to be some kind of electronic connection, phones, emails, computer data, something. And there's absolutely nothing in regards to that. So people are running around saying that Trump won when he actually lost. But what's going on with the election is just, it's, you know, it has destroyed the democracy of the United States of America. Destroyed it. Because what's going to happen the next election? Let's say, I don't know if Biden's going to win again, because Biden will be 82 years old when his 4 years is up. And Kamala Harris won't even be 60 yet, so she'll probably wind up being the Democratic candidate for president. So what's going to happen the next time? You know, see, Trump, one thing I can say about Trump has Jim Jones'd the people who follow him. It's like Jim Jones, you know, these people are down with him. They will give their firstborn to save Trump. That's what's going on right now. So it's just absolutely ridiculous. And the reason why the Congress and the senators are going to protest is because they still, for some crazy reason, think that Trump actually won the election. So crazy, crazy, crazy. All right. Some new developments in the Breonna Taylor case that I'll be talking about, and a couple of other things I need to say before we advance into the new year 2021. We'll take another quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, 19 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And we'll be counting down. We're already counting down. Everybody's ready to jump the broom, so to speak, and jump into 2021. You know, but we'll have a new year. There will be a new year. 2021, there will be new hope. Yes, indeed. But we're still going to have the same problems we had, you know, this year. The COVID virus will still be here. Trump and his nonsense will still be going on. But we can at least have some hope that that this is going to be a better year than the one that we're just coming out of. You know, New Year's Eve is the most deadly day for New Year's Eve is the most deadly day for car accidents. There are more people who die on the roads and on New Year's Eve than anywhere and than any other day in the year. More than St. Patrick's Day, when a lot of people go out and get smashed. You know, there's a drunk driving on New Year's Eve is a big problem. I try not to even drive on New Year's Eve. As a matter of fact, there's 71% more crashes with drugs or alcohol between December 31st at 6 p.m. and January 1st at 6 a.m. So that time period, the 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. is the most deadly time for traveling by car any other time of the year. So I urge everybody who is going to have a drink tonight, and that's fine. You know, you want to have a drink, have a drink. But drink at home. And if you're going out to drink, please, please get a Uber, Lyft. We had all kinds of situations, all kinds of different ways where you can, you know, you can get home safely. Don't take, because you're taking your own life into your hands. That's one thing. If you're the only one that's going to die, if you want to take your own life in your own hands and you die, then okay, you die. But there are other innocent people out there on the road who are driving, trying to get wherever they're going, trying to go, and they're not drunk. You know, you have these wrong way crashes, people on the wrong side of the highway. All the years I've been driving, I've never driven east on the west side of the highway, or never driven north on the south side of the highway. Never. Because there's something that just tells you, like, you know, something's not right here. You know, so for those of you, I can't emphasize this enough, but those of you who are going to drink tonight, please. Please, Uber is easy. App, you know, you can get Uber, you can get Lyft. You know, you can have somebody take you home, have your wife or your husband or whoever pick you up and take you home if they haven't been drinking. You know, it's just so selfish when folks drive after they've been drinking, you know. Like the commercial I just played, drunk driving, buzz driving is drunk driving. So once again, I know I've stuck on this for a minute. You know, like, when is he going to shut up? Well, please, please. Please don't put somebody else's life in jeopardy besides your own. Uber, Lyft will get you home safely, and we could all live happily ever after. Okay, so the Louisville Metro Police Department is moving to fire two officers who are connected to the shooting of Breonna Taylor, one who sought the no-knock search warrant and the second one who fired the fatal bullet. So these two officers, Joshua James, received a pre-termination letter just earlier this week from the chief of the Metro Louisville Metro Police Department after a PSU investigation found he violated department procedures on truthfulness and preparation to carry out a search warrant. Now, this officer, Joshua James, said that he checked with the postal service, with a postal inspector. Now, this is what his sworn testimony was, that he checked with a postal inspector to verify the address of the person that he was looking for. And it was a lie, because the post office says, no, he didn't check with us. So that's one of the reasons why this officer, Joshua James, is going to be fired. Then the other one, the other officer who fired the fatal gunshot, is also received a letter that he's going to be terminated, Officer Cosgrove. So these two guys have received letters that they are going to be fired by the Louisville Metro Police Department in the Breonna Taylor shooting. You know, it's just, you know, I was moved disappointed, highly disappointed, because I had been following the Tamir Rice situation. And, you know, Black lives really don't matter to some people. And I know some of y'all, some people get upset when I start talking about this. You have to be upset. But, it's you know, the Breonna Taylor case, even nobody's been arrested or charged. I believe one, I know that I'm not corrected. One of the officers did get charged, but he didn't get charged for what he did in Breonna Taylor's apartment. He got charged for straight bullets that went into somebody else's apartment where the person did not get hurt. And then the Tamir Rice, it's just so sad. A 12-year-old kid, I mean, should he even had a gun? No. Should he even playing with a gun? No. But, you know, Casey Goodson, who was shot in the back as he was going into his house. I mean, this stuff is serious. This stuff is serious. Me, I'm a, you know, I have a part-time job. I'm an armed security officer, and I carry a gun, you know. And I got to tell you that, you know, when I'm on my way to my assignment, you know, I am kind of apprehensive, more apprehensive than I am when I'm not wearing a firearm. Because all I got to do is make one false move, and I wear a leg holster on my firearm. I don't like for it to be up on my waist. I like for it to be a little bit lower because it's easy to grab if something happens. So, you know, so me, myself, I am, you know, apprehensive when I'm driving back and forth to my assignments because I carry a gun. But I had a license to carry a gun, and so did Casey Goodson, and so did the other brother, Philando Castile. He had a license to carry a gun, too. Casey Goodson had a license to carry a gun. What happened? They both got shot and killed by police. So it's just depressing, really. Something happens, it has to be done. So we'll see what happens with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. We'll see what they do when they get into office. Shout out to Gurbir Graywall, who was the, I think I mentioned him last week, Gurbir Graywall, who is the attorney general for the state of New Jersey, who has rolled out a whole set of initiatives designed to stop police from abusing people. There's no more chokeholds. You know, you only use deadly force as an absolute last resort. You know, there's a lot of people that live in New Jersey. There's 7-8 million people live in New Jersey, and there's like 500 municipalities, and there's a lot of cops in New Jersey, where the Ron Kelly Show originates. So Jerry Graywall, the Attorney General for the state of New Jersey, has laid out a course, the first in the nation, actually. See, because, you know, and being the Attorney General should be an appointed position. It shouldn't be where the people vote. It shouldn't be an elected position. Because what happens when you got to worry about voters, it's going to affect your judgment. So shout out to Gurbir Graywall, who has taken on the police departments here in New Jersey and has laid out a bunch of initiatives that are going to put police officers on notice. And I'm not, defund the police. What the hell I want to defund the police for? I don't want to defund the police. You know, I don't want to disband the police. That's crazy. You know, me, I want accountability. That's all I want. And that's what most people want, the Black Lives Matter, the National Network, NAACP, Urban League, some of these other groups that are out here. That's all people want. Because we understand, you know, me personally, I'll speak for myself. I understand that things happen. You know, I get that things do happen, accidents do happen. But there should be accountability for those accidents. You shouldn't just sweep it under the rug because the person was a cop. Because let me tell you something, because if I'm on duty, if I'm at an assignment and I kill somebody, you better believe that if that person didn't have a gun, I'm going to be in trouble and nobody's going to come to my rescue. You know, the police union is not going to put up a bunch of money to bail me out. So I have to make sure. So when I'm on duty, when I'm out there, you know, as an armed security officer, when I'm out there, you know, I have to be professional and I have to make sure that if I reach for my gun, that I got every reason in the world to do that. Otherwise, if I shoot somebody, I'm going to prison. That's just the bottom line, whether the person was wrong or not. See, because as an armed security officer, you have to meet force with equal amount of force. As a police officer, you don't have to do that necessarily. So anyway, so it's 9 minutes before the hour, everybody. We're getting ready. We're getting ourselves together for the new year. I'm definitely going to ring it in. I'm not going to be home, that's for sure. I will be out, but I will be safe. And I will be looking forward to 2021 because we need, right now, we need a new year to come in. You know, we need a new year because this year has been very, very difficult. Even if you haven't really been affected that much by the, you know, if you didn't lose your job, like me, I didn't lose my job. You know, I didn't suffer much at all. And that's not to say that, you know, because somebody told me, why'd you say that? No, I'm not trying to be facetious or anything like that. But, you know, even if you weren't really affected to a large degree with the coronavirus, you know, it affects you mentally. You know, even if you didn't get affected financially, you're still affected mentally because you can't go nowhere. You can't do nothing. You know, I did go some places. They're going to be knocking on my door in a few minutes. I did go a few places this year, but I was safe, you know, and I still, you know, I did what I needed to do in regards to wearing masks and stuff like that, you know. So, yeah, so it's been a tumultuous year, and I'm looking, even as psychologically speaking, you know, I'm looking forward to the new year, 2021. And, you know, hopefully the health professionals can get it together. And see, this is the problem because Trump never even got involved. Even after the, you know, he was so obsessed with being a loser that he really didn't even get involved with the, Trump didn't even get involved with the coronavirus, with the distribution of the coronavirus vaccine. Didn't even get involved. And so, you know, they would say we get 20 million and we only got 3 million. This is the United States of America. We figure out stuff, you know. We figure stuff out. This is the United States of America. We figure stuff out. And I don't understand why we didn't figure this one out. There's all kinds of logistical problems. Everybody was all hopeful. Yeah, we got the vaccine, and they got the news people at Pfizer and the other place, Moderna, and they, you know, everybody's all happy, and yeah, we got the vaccine. All kinds of logistical problems. All kinds of problems. Yeah, we're going to vaccinate 20 million people before the end of the year. 2.9 million people, which, you know, I mean, okay. But that's a far cry from 20 million people, you know. So, like I said, I feel, you know, this thing with the coronavirus has been very depressing. Stores closed, businesses closed, restaurants going out of business, people in pain, people dying. And even the people who survived the coronavirus, many of them have debilitating, situations where they won't ever be right. Some people will have breathing problems for the rest of their life. I've read about people who haven't had amputations. And this has nothing to do with vaccine. People who have had had blood clots in their lungs and blood clots in their legs and people who have had amputations. So people who survived the coronavirus, you know, not everybody goes back to 100% the way they were before they caught it. Not everybody does. So we're hopeful, you know, we're prayerful and thank the Lord for, you know, for getting us all through this. We're all still here. Those of us who made it through this year safely, we didn't get sick, who don't have the coronavirus, you need to get down on your knees and thank the Lord Jesus Christ for saving your butt that you didn't get the coronavirus. And if you made it through this year, then you should be grateful. It didn't happen by accident. It was to the Lord is what saved your butt. Anyway, it's a couple minutes before the hour. Everybody, I want to thank you so much for joining me. Those of you who did, I know you're all out there. I was kind of had mixed feelings about doing the show tonight because it is New Year's Eve. But I said, you know what? What the hell? You know, I decided to just go ahead and do the show anyway. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for those of you who have helped the Ron Kelly Show grow this year. We've had tremendous growth this year with the limited syndication, and Ron Kelly Show is growing across the country. Thousands of people are watching the video. Last week it was 1,100 and so, and it's still growing. And one week it was 2,000, and so the show is growing. So happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year, Dave Oldman. Hope you're well. Happy New Year, everybody. I'll see you next year, actually, 2021 on the Ron Kelly Show. So happy New Year, everybody. Keep the faith. You know, we will reach the other side of this situation. We will get back to normalcy sometime in 2021. So everybody keep your heads up. Continue to wear your mask, social distance. Be respectful of other people's health. And just try to do the right thing. I know it's hard. I'm just as frustrated as anybody else. But everybody just keep the faith, stay in prayer. God is with us no matter how dire the situation looks. God is right here and he has his hands on the situation. It could be a whole lot worse. So everybody do stay in prayer. Keep wearing your mask, social distance, do the right thing, do the things that you need to do in order to keep yourself well. And just keep hope alive, as Jesse Jackson said years ago when he ran for president and subsequently after that. Keep hope alive. You know, we're going to be all right. This thing is going to work out. This Trump nonsense is going to be over. We're going to go back to normal. The coronavirus will be defeated, just like polio, just like some of the other diseases, the Black Plague. And some of the other situations have taken place where we've defeated, this is the United States of America, we have defeated some of these bugaboos that have taken place in this country, and we will defeat the coronavirus as well. So everybody just keep the faith, keep the focus, continue to do the things that you need to do to keep yourself well and those around you. Like I said, I know everybody is frustrated. I'm just as frustrated as anybody else. Everybody just stay the course, keep yourself well, stay in prayer. God has his hand on this. We are all going to be okay. So once again, everybody, thank you for the folks who have ingratiated themselves with the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you so much for the growth that is taking place. The show has grown, and I'm looking for big things to happen with the Ron Kelly Show. And maybe I can do radio for a living, hopefully very, very soon. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your participation. Thank you all so much. Oh, I'm wearing one of those T-shirts. I'm wearing one of the, you know, you see the back. Stuff is on the back. Yes, yeah, so I'll make sure that those who have been, I've gotten a lot of requests for T-shirts now. What did I do? So now I got to get going and get the T-shirts distributed to y'all. So anyway, everybody, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Suzanne Newman, shout out to you. Thank you so much for joining me. And we'll see you back here next year for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, take care of yourself. Be safe. Don't drive drunk. Stay your ass home. Get a Uber, Uber, or Lyft. Don't come out here drinking and driving. If you hit my car, and I know you, I'm going to beat your brains out. I'm going to beat that alcohol right out of you. So everybody, take care of yourself. Be well. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice than that. We may not have it all together, but in 2021, we'll have it all. So thank you so much, everybody, and I think I'm done.